I'm in the trenches with my rifle, do-rag for the title. Deer tag in the clouds, make you question the Bible. This deadly podcast will make you threaten your rivals. Drew Montana and I in my lead, straight finessing your idols. Hey!
Channels too.
Oh, these up here?
Yeah, that's the sneaky ha. One.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, good.
Yo, you watched BMF yesterday, dog?
What's BMF?
Remember Big Meech and them? They fucking from Jeezy?
Yeah, are they?
They got a show that 50 Cent made. That shit all that.
Okay.
It's called BMF.
When you first said that, I thought you were going to say it's like a Desperate or like a Real Housewives of Atlanta type show.
No, fuck
but
no.
But it's just like Big Meech and Larry Hoover like, so this bitch cut me off. In the ShopRite parking lot, and I blew her fucking head off.
No, yo.
I just saw the Real Housewives for like the first time last week. It was the Beverly Hills one.
Okay.
That shit is insane.
Yeah.
I think there's a direct correlation with that show, at least. The more plastic surgery you have, the more insane you are.
Mm-hmm. The crazy part about those shows is like, they've grown so big, and they have so many of them
yep.
that they now have spinoffs that aren't even on major networks.
Really?
Yo, yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Like they had like the main ones are like the fucking Atlantas and like the probably like New York. Because this girl I used to talk to, she watches the new one on the main network is like Salt Lake City, and I'm yeah. like, they got one.
What?
And then she was telling me this: the other people just like make their own versions. They got like a Kansas City one.
Yep.
A fucking.
They got a Potomac.
Yeah, like a reservation one.
Yeah.
Like,
really?
Yo, they yeah. really do.
Oh, dude, I mean, there's probably some, like, casino wives in the reservations
oh,
that
yeah,
are
yeah,
balling
yeah.
out of control.
Hell
casino
yeah.
wives rule, dude.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. They're going to have a Real Housewives Kensington. They're just going to be a bunch of dope fiends and shit.
Casino wives is probably, like, you ever see those porns where the guy's like, listen, dude, you got to either pay me fucking $100,000 right now or I'll kill you. And then his wife's like, I'll suck your dick. I bet a lot of that happens.
I thought you were going to say, have you seen one of those porns where they put it all on black?
Yeah. That's most of the porn.
That's most porn. They put it all on black.
That's most of the
hell
porn.
Hell yeah, dog.
I don't like white women in porn that don't fuck black dudes. And I don't even necessarily.
That's the thing, though. Some
yeah.
of them put that in their contracts and shit. Like,
I don't
yeah,
like
not,
it.
I'm not fucking any black dudes.
I don't like it. And I don't even watch specifically like interracial porn. I rarely watch it. Mm. But I like watching. I have like favorite porn stars. And I like watching them get their fucking shit railed. You know
oh,
what
yeah.
I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to watch no small dicks fucking these women.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And
hell yeah.
I don't like when I find a hot one and she only fucks small dick dudes. And some of them, Madison Ivy fucked Asian dudes for years before she fucked a black guy.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, tons dude. I mean, we're doing open mics before clubs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you got to warm up to it. Yeah, you know what? You're right. That's yeah. true. That's very
She's
true.
Like, is this thing on, dude?
And you know, like in the most racist states, the most watched porn is interracial porn. So, like, in Alabama, the most watched porn is, like, blacked and shit like that, which is crazy.
Because
they hate
sense.
That shit, but they watch it. Like, that's crazy.
It's taboo. The
yeah.
taboo element makes it exciting.
Right.
That's kind of with Japanese, why, like, hentai is so fucking
yeah.
crazy, because they're
yep.
so sexually repressed.
Yep, yep.
They're like, fuck, put tentacles in pussies, dude. Do it all, dude.
Dude, I wish I had my laptop, because I'm interested to see. It's downstairs. I can go grab it, but I'm interested
yeah.
to see, like, state by state. What's the most
Yeah, yo, I
thing.
Do want
to
know.
They have those stats for sure.
I'll return briefly.
Yeah, yeah. Hell yeah. We going to hold it down, dog. You know what else I was thinking about, like the Real Housewives and shit? I think you can also correlate conflict in the country to the more Real Housewives shows that come on. Because think about it like this. Women act different. Ever since all the reality shows, women are like, they act different. Like they're more willing to argue and fight and like, It's like how basketball changed once you could watch basketball on TV. Like basketball started evolving faster once everyday people could watch it all the time.
True.
So I think it's the same thing with like arguments and conflict. Like they see all these bitches arguing and doing all this petty shit. And
basketball
now
evolved
cool.
faster when black people were allowed to play it. You know what I'm saying?
yeah.
That was the biggest. That was the biggest jump.
I ran up the stairs to get that one.
Literally, that was the biggest
that
jump
the biggest
that happened
jump?
In the NBA
yeah.
when the black people joined in.
Hell yeah! Like,
the biggest
damn.
Jump was named Wilt Chamberlain in 1959.
Yo. I think the biggest jump happened on Ned Arnold, that basketball game. Shout out Ned Arnold.
Yeah, shout out to Ned.
But yeah, dude, I think with the Real Housewives, with like with them getting more, they're upping the ante with everything.
Yep.
I think we're going to find out in like maybe like 25, 50 years, they're going to have their version of CTE.
Oh, shit.
They're like, I don't want my kids getting into it, dude.
Yeah, yo. Just from pettiness.
Yeah, yeah.
Pettiness fucks your brain up.
Yeah.
Dude, this can't be real.
There's
multiple states that have giantess as their biggest.
Damn.
Women.
Giant tits?
Giantess. Like big women.
Like big women.
That can't be a thing.
Oh, giantess.
Wait, what's the number? What's the most watched porn in Alaska?
Do not come challenge. I don't believe this.
They're like come? Radiator porn.
What? Who wants to watch a do not come challenge?
Okay, here's Pornhub's official one. Give me a state, dude. Name a state.
Fucking Georgia.
Yeah.
Where's that one at? They don't have the names of the states.
It's right above Florida.
Yeah, Drew don't know his states.
Ebony.
Ebony?
Ebony.
Oh, shit. This
Ebenezer Scrooge,
hold
dude.
Hold on. This is a lie, too, because Tennessee's is Kevin James.
Nah, yeah, that's a fucking lie. Wait, so that's a porn category?
Yo, dude, fucking Paul Blart, Mallcock,
hell
dude.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking King of Queens, you know what I'm saying?
This show isn't above going on Pornhub and searching Kevin James.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Drew, right now, Drew is typing in Kevin James on Pornhub.
There's nothing.
It's just women.
It's just James Dean.
Yeah, I don't see any. Yeah. Kevin James is in any of these scenes. Kevin James is like, he know how to fuck, though, because he's a fat guy that moves well. Fat men that move well can fuck.
Oh, yeah.
They got more thrust.
I don't like Kevin James in movies where they just assume he can fight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here comes the boom?
Yeah, like that one. The one with fucking where he's the zookeeper.
Yeah.
And he plays this tough guy shit. Paul Blart, where he's the tough guy fucking Grown Ups I watched last night.
But he's like a third degree black belt in real life.
I'll beat Kevin James' ass.
Are you nuts?
Dude, in Grown Ups, they were like, how do you think we should settle this problem? And then they all looked at Kevin James, and they're like, well, 20 years ago, we would have had him kick their ass. And he's like, my last days of fighting are in me, boys. And I'm like, what the fuck fighting has Kevin James done?
Well, apparently.
Let me find out.
Kevin, I think,
James,
Joe Rogan really said shit about him back in the day.
Yeah,
like
they trained together and shit. Like, they were like best friends. Well,
maybe I take it all back then, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't.
Yeah. I was trying to tell you, he's really a black belt, yo.
I'm like, sorry. King of Queens rules. What do you want me to fucking say? What do you want from me, Kevin?
Like, he will fuck. He might come in here and fuck this whole room up.
I don't believe that.
What? Are you nuts?
Nah.
I wouldn't fight him. I would just let him beat the shit out of y'all, and I'd be like, listen,
hammer.
I have nothing to do with this.
I have a hammer within reach, dude.
That's true. You do.
I would cave Kevin James' fucking skull in live on the podcast, dude.
Yo.
Dude, you live stream it. You're like, is this your king? Is this your
king? Hey, yo.
That would be epic.
And then fucking throw him out the window.
God damn it, dude. I like Kevin James. I started this bad. I'm
sorry,
yo,
dude. Why'd you do that? I love Kevin James. If Kevin James
He's
said,
okay. He's okay. I don't love him.
I love Kevin. If Kevin James came here right now with like, Naeem, quit do-rag and a deer tag and let's start our own podcast called fucking Scully and the Baseball Cap. I'd be like, all right, we out. Let's do it. I love it. Kevin James, dog.
He does put me in a good mood.
He does.
Yeah.
Like just looking at him, you're like, oh, that's Kevin James. Like he's just makes you happy.
He's better than Tom Hanks. I'll give you that.
He's
not a Tom Hanks.
He is. That's the one thing we agree on with Tom Hanks. Kevin James is better. He's a better vibe.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd rather hang with Kevin James than Tom Hanks.
I would never hang with Tom Hanks.
What? Never?
I wouldn't even enjoy
You're
it,
nuts.
I don't think.
I would
Dude,
love to hang with Tom Hanks.
His son is so retarded, he would probably like try and set you and Chet up on a plate.
Me and Chet could get along, I think.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, hell yeah. Yo, Chet Hanks, he's a good actor, too. He was on this show I was watching. He's good.
I don't believe that.
He actually doesn't seem as as big of a dick as people say.
Colin Hanks rules. Is that who you're thinking of?
Who the fuck is Colin Hanks?
His other son that's a good actor.
There's no way Colin Hanks is a better actor
Colin
than Chet
Hanks.
Colin Hanks is in Fargo. He's in a bunch of shit.
Never heard of Colin
Hanks.
Oh,
is he like very sexy?
He's dope, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's the better looking brother?
I don't know about better looking. Chet Hanks like looks like me, dude. He's fucking.
Yeah, y'all do favor.
Yeah. No, we're nice. Like,
we're nice.
Yeah.
People look like us are nice. But Colin's, he's cool. He looks like Tom Hanks, but like. Okay.
So he's the better looking brother.
He looks like Kier. He looks just like Kier.
Kier looks better than Chet Hanks.
No.
Yes, he does.
No.
Kier like Williams. Health-wise, he does.
Kier, no, Chet Hanks is ripped.
Yeah, he is.
Kier's body stinks, dude.
Yeah, we just going off of faces right now. We going face rates?
And Chet's better than that. Kier sucks.
No. Nah. Kier looks like he could be in movies and shit.
You think Kier's hot?
No, he's not hot. Fuck no.
Would you fuck Kier?
Ugh, I would never fuck any man.
I would build a future with Kier.
You would build a future?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks trustworthy.
Yeah.
Kier looks very trustworthy.
Kier does look trustworthy.
Kier, your wife is lucky.
Yeah, she is a very lucky lady. I don't know if I ever told you this, but like Kier, like I always said, he seems like the kind of dude that would be in like a Disney trailer.
He does.
Where he's like, wait, my dad's a superhero?
He's just born with powers he never knew.
Yeah.
Definitely Kier, like Sky High kind of energy.
I see it, yeah. Kier was like he'd be on a show that was on like TGIF back in the day, like an ABC show that came on Fridays about a family or some shit. I could see Kier doing that.
Yeah.
Dude, it would be dope if like your whole life your parents were spies and you never knew.
Oh, yeah, that'd be hot.
And, like, you just found out. Like, how did they find out in Spy Kids? I forget.
I don't know.
Did they know from the rip? No, they didn't. It was some like attack that went down. In Spy Kids 1, and then their parents, I think, got kidnapped, and then they got, I remember now, they got, like, a secret message, and they're like, listen, we've been fucking kidnapped, but the kids were already nice, like, they knew karate and shit, and then they were like, all right, go down in the basement and get the damn gadgets, and then they saved the world.
Yeah, dude.
That'd be dope, though.
I was always jealous of them, dude. I was like, I want to be a spy kid.
Now that I'm thinking about it, though, it wouldn't really be dope because, like, your parents aren't shit. They got abducted in the first scene of the movie.
Yeah.
Right.
So and your cool life is in danger.
Yeah, but that'd be cool.
No, it's not. I wouldn't want to be. You know how scary it is for your life to be in danger as a kid? It's scary as an adult. I couldn't imagine being a kid. You're like, oh, shit, a terrorist might blow up my house or a fucking.
Yeah. They're like 7 and 10 taking on Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, yo, that's ridiculous.
I always thought, like, Baby Geniuses was weird for that reason.
Yeah, that's true.
Which I also thought it was, like, an incongruent premise because it's like, yeah, just because they're, like, babies and geniuses doesn't mean they can do, like, karate and shit.
Right.
Like, they're, like, mutant babies.
Yeah. And you know what it is? It's actually reversed. People, smarter people are more fearful because they think about all the outcomes and shit. So the people that, like, just rush into action are actually dumber. Because they're not thinking about consequences. Smart people are pussies. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's a reason why nerds are usually pussies. Because they think about, oh, if I swing in. Nerds think about everything that can go wrong in a fight. Whereas a dummy like me is just going to be like, oh. You see what I'm saying? They fucking hope for the best, you know? Like, that's just how it goes.
Yeah, I guess you don't get, like, many, like, bookworms on, like, the front lines. You know what
fuck
I mean?
No.
There was no one, like on Seam Teal 6 that was like, do you want to go to the dance? You know?
Yeah, right.
Dude, yeah. That's not true. Because there's only two type of people in high school.
Yeah.
It's like the people that are like, you want to go to the dance? And like playing the trumpet and they're nerds. Or it's guys that crush beers at football games.
Yeah.
True.
There's only two types of people.
But the second type of people that you said, those are the fighters. The nerds aren't fighters.
I don't think SEAL Team 6. I think SEAL Team 6 was intelligent, dude. I bet at least.
They weren't nerds.
How many people were on SEAL Team 6? Six?
No, that was just like. The team number. The sixth team. Yeah. But
fucking idiots, dude. All right. Fucking idiots. I bet 60% of SEAL Team 6 can play the piano. I guarantee it.
No fucking way.
But they can only play the knuckle songs. They're just like. Brum, bum, bum, brum, bum, bum, brum, bum, bum.
They fucking play the piano like this. They fucking just bash that shit.
Yeah, dude.
No way, dog. These guys are gorillas.
Dude, they're geniuses.
They're gorillas. They had the hot. Listen, these are people that can take pain. Have wild endurance. Like, you're nuts.
So, Steve-O is a good example for a Marine sniper?
Nah. I mean, maybe. Had he taken... You know what? Yes.
No.
Had he taken a different... Maybe not a sniper, but maybe like an infantryman or something. Somebody that just walks up and shoots people. Not the type to fucking go like this and test the wind and see how... You see what I'm saying? He's not that guy.
Wait, speaking of great... speaking of great American military members, you see Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh, hell yeah.
On the case to find that dude in
Yep,
Florida.
Yep.
What?
I like it.
Dog's on it. They got the dog on
it. Wait, which dude? In Florida.
The one that killed his girlfriend.
Oh, that Gracie girl?
Yeah.
Gabby.
Oh.
Gabby, yeah.
Damn,
which,
dude.
Which, by the way, hot take, maybe not a bad decision.
What, him killing her?
I don't know about that, actually. I'm going to take that one back. But
yeah, y'all
look,
can't say that, but she did seem kind of annoying.
She seemed annoying.
Yeah, she did seem kind of annoying. But you know what? If you're taking a road trip with most women, you might think about killing them. Because it's kind of like women get annoying after a while. You know? They start asking too many questions. Oh, it's hot in here. Can you turn the air on? Like, yeah. Bitch, we trying to save gas.
Maybe leave her in Wyoming and not chop her head off there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Maybe do that.
Well, you got to, like, be, like, aware of, like, how you come off. Like, if I'm going to be my most jovial self in, like, Kensington. You know what I mean?
Right.
So maybe she could have been a little nicer when they're driving by the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, yo.
You know what I mean? Proximity.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to die right here, so just be nicer.
Yeah. Tell them, like, your friends don't like them, like, when you're, like, past the terrain.
And you know what?
We're near a volcano right now.
Right.
Yeah.
How often do we see this?
Yeah.
And since we drop in hot takes, the guy didn't even really seem that crazy until after I found out that he might have been a murderer. He seemed pretty normal in those videos. He didn't seem like he was crazy.
Nah, crazy people do seem normal in videos.
Yeah, I mean, you're right about that.
As weird of a take as that is.
Yeah, I thought because OJ does look normal in like old videos. If you didn't know,
what are you talking about
OJ Simpson, he seems pretty normal.
What are you saying here?
OJ Simpson, prior to Nicole, prior to knowing that, if you could take that out of your head, you just went on Twitter and you watched OJ, you'd be like, oh, he's just a old retired player. You
well, that's how
saying?
People usually get is. Away with it. That was like Ted Bundy's whole thing. They're like, oh, this is just like a handsome lawyer.
Yeah,
and then he just. Fucking did some cool shit.
People out.
He's like, nah, I'm way cooler than that.
Dude, Dog the Bounty Hunter should have been on every major case in the past 50 years.
He solved it.
Can you imagine him and Nancy Drew with matching mullets just fucking hitting the scene looking for clues?
Hell yeah.
For some reason, I pictured Nancy Pelosi when you first said that, and it didn't register quick enough, but I get it now, dude.
Yeah.
It's there. Yeah.
Nancy Drew is crazy. Did you ever see that that clip of her... debating weed.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's the one debating weed with 2 Chainz.
Yeah. Yep. She had that show. Was on CNN or something.
Who's the bitch?
Yeah, something like that.
Who's the bitch that looked for clues in the books?
Oh, maybe I'm thinking Nancy Grace.
Nancy Grace.
Yes.
Yo, the crazy thing is, me and him were both thinking about Nancy Grace, but he said Nancy Drew,
and
we both
Nancy
thought
Pelosi.
Yeah, but you knew that Nancy Drew was the bitch in the books. Me and him thought that Nancy Grace was Nancy Drew. So you fucking
and they're both
won.
Female detectives,
in some kind of way.
Yeah, I've met one hot Nancy ever, and honestly, she wasn't that great.
Yeah,
I've never met a hot Nancy.
She was okay for like. Remember, like when you were in like 10th grade, and like every girl that was in the 12th grade with like any type of tits and blonde hair, any type of body or whatever was hot. So it was like one of those. I'm like, oh, she plays soccer and she's fucking got tits. Rules.
And her name was Nancy?
Yeah.
And she wasn't like 50 years old? What the fuck is that? Yo, listen.
Damn.
She had a
This is a PSA. Don't name your kids shit like Nancy and Barbara and shit like that. That's them names over. Don't do that.
Yeah, dude. Can you imagine just taking Barb to the prom?
Right.
Damn.
Like, oh, you got Barbara's number? Would you bag somebody's grandma? What the fuck?
Dude, I had to get like a new glass just for her teeth at night, dude.
Barbs are better than like a lot of the names now, though.
There's Barbed Wire.
Yeah, that's not a name.
That's pretty
dude.
Cool.
Is that a real name? No.
No.
But there's the Barb.
Yeah, there's a Barb in it. But what do you mean? Like better
maybe
than,
there's
like,
a Latin root that they share.
Like, I don't know. Like, celebrities are naming their kids, like, fucking Blue.
Oh, yeah, that's stupid
like,
shit.
Like, North.
Yeah, come on, yo.
Like, shit like that is horrible.
Yeah,
like,
don't name your kids a direction.
Barbara Kardashian would have been cool.
That would have been better.
That should have been Barbara Kardashian.
You know what? Maybe you could bring Barbara back. Peggy is the youngest Peggy I know. I don't know any Peggy's as young as Peggy. I don't know any Margaret's that or Peggy's that's that young.
Yeah, most Margaret's died in, like, the late 1940s.
Hell, yeah. I got an Aunt Peggy, and she, like, 80 or some shit like that.
That's incredible, dude.
Yeah, bro.
Damn.
All my aunts got white people names. Peggy Sue. My mom named Barbara Jean. I had an aunt Geraldine.
All their nephews do not have white people names.
None of them. All got Hakeems and Naeems. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Hell yeah, dog.
Jewish names are cool, I think. Right?
Yeah, there's like
Eames in the Judaism.
Ibrahim.
Ibrahim.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's fucking like Ezekiel's.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh,
I met this Jewish kid. He's cool with my daughter. His name, Ezra.
Ezra.
I'm like, oh, if I have another one, he got to be Ezra.
That's a cool name. Yes. Yeah.
Ezra. He's the coolest kid ever.
That sounds like a kingdom.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, the kingdom of Ezra.
Ezra. I'm Ezra. Like, damn, that's a beautiful name.
That is cool.
Ezra reminds me of like Aladdin.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds exotic.
Yeah.
Very exotic.
Like he come with gold coins in his pockets, and his family got jewels that you didn't even know.
And he got shoes that curl up at the tip like this.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, bro.
Ezra can probably float.
Yeah, Ezra probably fuck it. Ezra out here rocking a vest with no shirt underneath it. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. I got named after basically a Confederate general, dude.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. Middle name Lee.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Your parents knew what side they wanted you to be.
Way less cool. Yeah, and it stinks, too. Like, because I don't even, like, talk to that side of the family, dude.
Damn, really?
Yeah, my dad was like, yo, you guys suck.
Yeah.
And then, and then it's just me and all these Jews. And I'm just, like, a Confederate war general. It's weird.
Yeah, because you know what? Those Confederate people also don't like Jews. So I don't know how they would feel about the union of, you know.
Yeah, well, I was trying to write a bit about that where, like, I don't think my peepaw was fucking hyped that I was, like, part Jewish, but I think a little bit of them was excited to have someone on the inside.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, because they think y'all got
intel.
Yeah, they think y'all got special, like, they think y'all got, like, magic money powers. They'd be like, if I rub a Jew on his face, I'll be a millionaire.
Yeah.
It's like, Rob, we need it to rain on Wednesday. It's getting dry out here, dude.
Yeah. He's like, the fucking Gators are playing.
Hell yeah. If I put a penny in a Jew's hand, it turns to a $100 bill. They think shit like that.
That's not true, dude.
He's doing Salem witch trial tests on me. Yeah. He dunks me in the pool. He's like, if he floats.
Yes.
Yeah, dude. I only talked to that family like a little bit, like my grandparents, and then they died, and then my dad's sisters were fucking crazy, and that they all like they're all like teen parents and shit like that. But
oh,
then
shit.
One of them hit me up recently. She thought it was like a message, like a DM, but it was like a comment, and she was like, "Hey Robert, like I know your dad doesn't want you talking to us, but I just wanted to say like your skits, like shit like that."
First of all. For any non-comic that watches this, this is probably maybe two or three of y'all. They're not skits. Stop calling our shit skits. My family does the same thing. Like, oh, I saw your skit that you did at Helium. It's not a skit.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
It feels like when someone calls our action figures dolls.
Yeah. Y'all.
We're like, they're action figures.
It's the same exact feeling. Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, extended family sucks, honestly. Like, I don't like the idea that, like, you have to be cool with them because they're family. And I'm like, no, that person owes somebody I actually love thousands of dollars. Like,
for sure.
100%, dude.
I say Merry Christmas to her. Like,
right.
What are we doing here?
Like, I actually have more beef with her than anybody else in these streets.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yo, that's definitely true.
And you'll see
a very
like
specific example, and it fucking happened. Dude, all right? And
yeah, dude. I totally feel it. I don't – yeah, I know, like, certain like distant family members will totally pull like the blood is thicker than water card.
Yep, they do.
I'm like, nope.
Mm-mm, not over here. It's not.
Yeah, get out of here, dude.
I don't have it for you.
Yeah.
I can't let you borrow it. I don't know where it is. Sorry.
That stretches like as far as my mother. And like, it might,
Yeah.
No, actually, that's a lie, dude. If my dad needed like $50, I'd probably.
Well, of course, your dad. Yeah. Your brother, maybe.
Naeem, would you let your dad borrow $50?
He was alive.
Oh,
the fuck?
Shit, my bad.
No, you know what though? You know what I can say? I gave my dad $200 like a month ago, and I gave it to him. I didn't even let him borrow. I said he was complaining about something. I said, Dad, I'm about to pull up. He's like, all right, gave him $200. Here you go.
What's the will looking like? Was it all left of the do-rag and deer tag?
I hope so. We're still straightening all that shit out. You know what I mean? But we'll know pretty soon.
That whole side of it sucks. Yeah. Like dealing with like the affairs afterwards.
Oh hell yeah!
Because until goddamn, it doesn't, dude. If you, it sucks until you're like, oh, 250 grand is coming this way. What?
but then there's a weird thing.
Do we have another
dad
we could get rid of?
You have to deal with it because let's say like you do get like 200 grand. There's gonna be someone that got nothing, and they're gonna fucking give you loads of shit.
Hell
and it's
gonna
be like such
and
a.
You're
fucking
the bad
thing.
Guy, even though you didn't write the will.
Yeah,
you're
dude.
The bad guy now. Like, how the fuck did you get the money?
How do wills even get written? Do you just like...
You just do it.
You just do it?
With a lawyer, yeah, you get it notarized.
Oh, so if you don't have a lawyer, it doesn't count. But
no.
But like if I like have a piece of paper that says, and it's like signed by me in my handwriting, dated, like fucking this person gets it all, that doesn't mean anything?
No, I think you got to get it notarized or something. I
so
think
where
you,
does it go
you know what
that?
Counts? You can do a video. You can do a video will, and
ooh.
I think that stands over anything.
Let's do them right now.
Video wills?
Yeah.
I can't. It's too much. I can't think.
Let's do them right
There's
now.
There's too many people. I would have to split shit between. I can't think of it. It's too much.
It's on. Sure. Rob, you first.
Yeah, y'all can do it because y'all don't have kids. I would hurt somebody's feelings if I do it.
Dude, you got two people to think about it. So, let's go.
I don't have too much money personally to my name right now, so I'm just gonna leave.
Well,
my bank bro's password and login to my sister because I trust her to delete it.
Oh,
and that's
hell
it.
Yeah. Yep.
Solid.
That is solid. That's solid.
All right. That's on record now. Yeah. I, Andrew Carmelo Anthony Montana, would like to – let me see, dude. I want to be buried with my money like fucking Rick Ross said in the song.
Oh, hell
money
yeah.
In the grave.
Like a goddamn pharaoh.
Dude, yeah. That could be like a new paper mache.
And it's not even a lot of it, but yeah, that would be cool. Mummify me in like $20 bills.
Ooh, yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That would be dope.
That'd be hot. Yeah, okay. They just wrap you up in your money.
Yeah. Like, I don't have a ton of money, but I think we could cover my front of my body at least.
Yeah.
Just like, cake me to the coffin. Yeah. And if not, just like, transfer some of it to ones. We could do that.
Yeah.
I'll do that. I don't want to get rid of too much, dude, just in case.
Well, who you going to leave, like, your TV and shit like that, your sneaks and shit, too?
Yeah, but just in case it's not confirmed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I could get regenerated. I want to get frozen, for sure.
They about to unfreeze Walt Disney. You saw that shit?
He's just going to come back and be racist and be very upset that black people work in the park.
Hell yeah.
He'll be like, Frozone was what?
There was a nigger president. What? You're liars.
Oh, yeah, dude. I feel like Walt Disney definitely has, like, a Nazi uniform that, like, he kept for when he comes back. And he's going to see a bunch of Jews. Yeah. And he's going to be, like, Frozone, where he's going to be like, where's my super suit?
Oh, my God.
Where's my super suit?
Can you imagine how angry he would be at Hollywood? Jews run every. He's like, what? The fucking monkeys run the asylum. He'd go crazy.
Walt Disney just dives back into the iceberg. <He's>
right. He gets unfrozen to commit suicide because black people and Jews like run entertainment.
He said, freeze me again. Maybe in 500 years, they'll be gone.
Blacks in the NBA. What?
Yeah, Walt Disney would be pissed.
Dude, he would be so pissed going through Disney Plus. He would be so fucking pissed. He's like, you took this off?
Right.
That's like that old shit they made. He's like, that was a masterpiece.
Dude, have you ever seen those old Disney Plus cartoons?
Which ones?
Or like, I guess not
Disney. Oh, like the old
Disney
ones?
Disney cartoons?
Yeah.
Dude, I saw
racist
one where, fuck, what was it called? Shoddy knew, like, all of these. He used to watch them.
So did Courtney. Remember Courtney was talking about the tugboat. What's the name of it? It was some
tugboat
shit with
Sims. Or no. Tugboat.
It was a Mickey Mouse one with a train.
Fuck, what is it?
I forget. He was talking about that shit. And it was racist as fuck.
Oh, they like, what was it, like, Holocaust?
Tugboat Willie.
Tugboat Willie. Yeah, that's what it was.
Tugboat Willie?
And it was, like, a black guy. It was, like, the most racist version of a black person you could make with Mickey Mouse.
That sounds, like, very, like, Tom Sawyer kind of name.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, Huckberry Finn kind of name.
Finn, yep.
Hold on. Hell I got to find the name of this. Because it was literally, like, a town that they pulled up to.
You talking about Nigga Jim.
Oh, yeah.
From Huckleberry Finn. I told you, me and my friend started going to Planet Fitness. And I was like, damn, you going to the nigga gym. And he was like, oh, hell yeah, I'm going to Huckleberry. I'm like, damn, bro, you fucking quick to the mall. He said, I'm going to Huckleberry.
Damn.
I said, damn, dog.
That also sounds like a Froyo place. Huckleberry.
Huckleberry. That's crazy because at one point in time, that was a name. Huckleberry.
Huckleberry, yeah.
And your nickname would be like Huck or some shit like that.
Damn.
All right, I don't know.
Oh, look at this.
That's fucking bad.
I don't know the name.
That's horrible.
I forget it, but this is literally, it's a whole town of this.
Yeah.
And it's just like, they're bopping around, like singing songs and just killing them, crushing watermelon.
Eating watermelon?
Dude, crushing them.
Look at how much watermelon's in his throat right now. Jesus.
Dude, look at his lips.
Look at his lips. His lips are bigger than his face.
Dude, y'all eat watermelons like snakes eat deer.
He just swallowed a whole fucking...
breaks down. In
damn.
Esophagus, dude.
What the fuck?
Dude, that looks like in The Sorcerer's Stone when Voldemort was in the dark forest eating a unicorn, dude.
Jesus. But here's my thing. One, doesn't everybody like watermelon? And two...
Good fruit.
Good fruit. And also, I know a lot of black people that don't like watermelon. And then the other part is... How the fuck did this stereotype even become to be a thing where watermelons was like a fucking...
I know. It is crazy that, like, that was our... Like, we ran out of other things to offend y'all with. We're like...
Yeah.
We're like, oh, y'all slow... Never mind. Oh, well, y'all can't jump as... Well, y'all be fucking them watermelons up. Like, what's up? Why y'all
like,
eat,
that's what it came down to?
Why y'all eat them so... Look at him eating the fucking watermelon.
It came down to watermelon. Yeah,
we ran out of things to make fun of.
And then here's the thing. They could have even made it more on brand with other racist things and be like, y'all always eat bananas. But nobody eats... Black people don't eat bananas. Yeah. So they couldn't even fucking...
Right.
They couldn't even use that.
Dude, like,
they
y'all gave... made fun of us for eating bananas.
Yeah, right. Like, y'all got us. Shit.
They're like, they're funnier than us, too. What the fuck? Look at these gay white dudes eating bananas and shit. Faggots. Like, damn it. Write a law about them.
Write a law about them. I saw this video that said that, you know how when black people start laughing, they run off and shit?
Yeah,
they said that happened because during slavery, niggas wasn't allowed to laugh. So they had to run away before they could laugh. And had to put your face in the bucket and laugh inside the bucket.
Really?
And I thought that was true, right? Because the guy that told me that, he's like a, he went to school for like black history and shit. But he was fucking with me. And I'm like, damn, that's true. He was like, fuck no, that's not true. And I'm like, yo. I'm like, doesn't that sound believable?
Yeah.
Like, why do black people run when we laugh? That sounds very believable.
Dude, it's nothing worse than somebody smart that fucks with you and makes you believe something.
Oh, hell yeah. You feel like an idiot.
Yeah. One of my smartest friends told me that there's this show that, like, I was watching it with my boy. It's, the fuck's it called? Hunters or Nazi Hunters? Something
okay.
was on Amazon Prime with
I think
like
I know
Al Pacino.
What you're talking about. Yeah.
And, I don't know, long story short.
Oh, I saw that.
It's a dope show.
Yo, yeah, I saw that.
There's a scene in Auschwitz where they're making, the Nazis are making Jews play human chess with daggers.
Yep.
So they're like,
that's a good show.
You start on the chess piece you're at, and then you move like that. And when you take somebody out, like...
Yeah, you got to hawk them down.
Kill them.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
And they were telling me, they were like, yeah, they really did that, like, in Auschwitz. And I was like, what the fuck? That's crazy. And then I remember telling other people that, and they were like, that didn't happen.
dude, I think I was about to say, that was like in Harry Potter.
Right.
Where they like, hopped on, like, the chess pieces, and, like, they would actually, like...
Yeah, that was in Harry Potter. Yeah. Yep, that was.
I thought Harry Potter stole it from that.
From Nazis? Yeah. Yo, if Harry Potter, if that's how you know it didn't actually happen. Because if Harry Potter put that in there and they stole it from Nazis, you know how mad people would be? Like,
they made the Volkswagen and we still use that. So what the fuck?
That's true. And the Benz.
Yeah.
People love Mercedes.
Maybe it was
Benzes.
The Benz, not the Volkswagen. I don't know.
And BMWs. Damn, Nazis made the best cars. Fuck.
They got a few things right.
They did.
Yeah.
Rockets. NASA still uses their fucking rocket technology and shit.
Yeah. I like
missiles.
When they got defeated, didn't they didn't the U.S. just
in.
Take all the scientists?
Yeah. That's where
or Operation Paperclip.
Yeah. Yep. That's where George Bush's grandfather came from.
Oh, I didn't know that. I believe it, though.
Yeah, he was like some type of Nazi. He was a treasure. That's what he was.
Yeah.
He was a treasure.
I'm bringing back Last of the Montanans soon. I haven't done an episode in a while. Mm. I got a good one coming about fucking George H.W.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fucking, I don't want to get too into it, but he shot a president and killed him.
Really?
That's all we're doing today.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
Let's go.
It's only probably one president that got shot while he was alive, so y'all know who he's talking about. What other president?
Oh, yeah, I didn't even put that together, dude.
Yeah, neither did I until I said it, and I was like, well, but I have proof, dude. It's coming on Last of the Montana.
Oh, shit. Yo, chill. You should have said you had proof. You might get assassinated.
I got it.
Yo, I saw a video earlier. So you know, has anybody ever sent you a video and you was like, yo, why you send me this? This is like something that could get me assassinated. Somebody sent me some shit earlier. It was like a meeting with like fucking doctors and like government people and shit. And this doctor bitch was like, yo, that fucking vaccine is making people like way worse with when they catch Delta. You see what I'm saying? Like,
oh, shit.
Yeah, like if you already got vaxxed, and look it up because I'm not lying. If you already got vaxxed, it's something about that shit that make it worse when you if you catch the Delta variant. Like you fucked up more, which is why they try to get everybody to get boosters. Because if you catch Delta while you just only vaxxed, you way worse off than unvaxxed people.
Damn, I didn't even know that, dude.
It's fucked up,
bro. I've been trying to tune out of all the news. Like, I'll get, like, any kind of news on my YouTube algorithm, and I'll, like, hit not interested.
Right.
Just no matter what it is, it's going to make me way less informed about everything, but life is going to be way sicker.
Life is going to be way better. It's, yeah, you know what? Ignorance is bliss. It's better to not be informed. I don't want to know. Don't let me know shit. Only thing I want to know is aliens. If it's aliens out there, abduct me. Just bring me back. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just don't want, you know.
You would want to be abducted?
Long as they, I don't want no like surgeries and like don't play with my butthole and shit like that.
Play with your butt, dude.
Nah. I don't want that. I just let me look around a spaceship and then bring me back home.
I don't think that's how it goes. I think you get a tour of the spaceship after they play with your butt.
Yeah, see, nah. Why they got to play with people's asses? I don't get that part.
Listen, they think it's enjoyable.
But you know, if I was an alien, I probably would. If I could abduct, I probably would play with it with whatever I abduct his ass. Cause you don't know what it does.
True, and I guess that's like more like sticking like a flag in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I've been here.
Yeah, that's like conquering.
As a human, would you play with an alien's ass?
Not first, but eventually.
You know what? If it was grown and small, I probably would, and I couldn't tell what gender it was.
And I imagine it being like a seal or something. You know what I mean? Like hairless, just like.
I would
like
just
that's what
see
their
if they had
skin
one.
Feels like.
Yeah, hell yeah. I just want to see if they had an asshole.
It'd be funny if you like you were doing experiments on it and like held it down for a while and then wanted to fuck it because it was an alien, and then you found out it was a seal. And you just fucked a seal.
Yeah, dude. I've just been playing with a blowhole this whole time, dude.
Hell
that's
yeah.
What happened to that guy that fucked the dolphin. He thought it was an alien, dude.
Damn. But you know what? Dolphins are like, that's not what happened. He just did fucking LSD and fell in love with a dolphin. But dolphins are like fucking aliens.
I don't think he did LSD.
He did acid. He did some shit.
Nah, this was the guy that like, he fucked his family dog when he was like 5. And he's like, I like
animal pussy. Oh, you talking about somebody? It's a scientist that fucked the dolphin. He fell in love with
it. Oh, no. This guy didn't, he was not a scientist.
Yeah, he's fucking dogs.
Yeah, no.
He just likes experimenting with animals.
He worked at a, like a fucking SeaWorld type place.
Mm-hmm.
Never worked a day in his life, dude. Never worked a day in his life.
You're doing what
you
want.
Yo, that's true.
Yeah, dude.
If you work at SeaWorld, you definitely don't have a job. You're just fucking having fun for a living.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if you're fucking the dolphins.
Hell
dude,
yeah, dog.
Can you imagine, dude? Because like I guess like a fin to that dude is like tits for us. So imagine just holding on to a tit and just like being dragged around the water, dude.
Oh, right. Damn.
Oh, my God. That's what dreams are made of.
Hell yeah, dog.
Damn.
Yo, he was living the life.
Dude, speaking of tits, we saw some nice ones today on the gram.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't want to name names, but I like when unsuspected tits just pop up.
Yeah, just pop up.
On your Instagram. And I'm like, nice.
That's why I love Twitter, though, because Twitter is just. You just be scrolling, like, laughing at people's shit, and then it's just somebody sucking dick. You're like, damn, it's a porno in the middle of my Twitter.
I mean, like, people you know.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
They're
yeah.
like, you don't, like.
That you wouldn't expect to see their titties. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's a different element to it.
Yeah, that's true.
I've been real big on calling tits cans lately. I like calling them cans.
Cans, yeah.
And I also like naturals.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ever since you put me on the naturals, that's my go-to.
Yeah, dude.
Or fucking jugs. Look at her jug.
Jugs are good.
They can only be jugs if they D's or higher. You got to have D's for them to be jugs.
Yeah. See, I mean, I think naturals are like a C or above, right? Or like maybe a solid, like.
Yeah, above sea level for sure.
Yeah.
And naturals.
If it's below that, you shouldn't have naturals.
Right.
Yeah, dude.
And I feel like naturals have to have a slight sag. They got to be a little.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They got to be kind of like how Soulja Boy wears his jeans. You see what I'm saying? They got to have a slight sag.
Yes.
Dude, I got banned from Twitter over the weekend because I tweeted at Soulja Boy and said, yo, can you smack Ben Simmons for me?
Oh, hell
because
yeah.
Because he's a bitch or something.
He's a
like
pussy.
That. And
fuck Ben Simmons.
I got banned for 12 hours for it, dude.
Damn.
Hell yeah, dog. Why they ban you?
Ben Simmons probably reported.
I could believe that because he's that type of guy. He's a bitch.
I don't even know the whole situation with him.
Well, basically, he doesn't want to come back and play here, but we don't want him to come back and play here. And he's honestly kind of blaming it on the fans. And the fans were nothing but supportive. Like, we clapped when he would shoot a three, whether he made it or missed it.
Yeah.
Because he never shoots. So we'd be like, oh, he shot, yes. Yeah. And he's blaming us.
Dude, I remember I went to the home opener the year he shot a three and missed
so
it.
So did I.
And it literally, the place went
insane. It went crazy. I was in the building
people
that
were
night.
Standing on their feet like, he's doing it this year. He's going to try. And
he missed the three. And you would have thought it was a game-winning shot.
Dude, which
maybe that's what fucked him up. Because then, like, he kept, like, sucking. He's like, it was fine before. Like, people loved it when I sucked.
But that's
and,
thing,
like, they're hot and cold.
It's crazy because Philly sports fans are known for having, like, that fucking...
Oh, for sure.
What I like.
Yeah, for being assholes.
I don't even know if it's that, but we care about sports more than, like, other cities do. Because, you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing else really going on in the city.
Yeah,
right.
Philly's a sports city.
Yeah, for sure.
100%.
But, so it's crazy that, like, we're the team that gave him participation trophies.
Yeah, right. Like, that's what makes you so angry. Is because it's like, yo, don't blame us. And we fucking... did something that's out of our character. That's like if you messing with a girl and she like, let's have a threesome with a guy and you let the guy fuck you. You're like, yeah, I never did this before. And then she's like, you know, you're just not open enough and she breaks up with you. You're like, oh, I did something with you that I never did. This is where we are with Ben Simmons.
He's gaslighting us.
He's gaslighting us, dog. And
damn.
It sucks.
In Rob's defense, they probably would have fucked him. Is there any dude you would let fuck you to keep your girlfriend?
That I would let fuck me?
Yeah.
Bobby Lee.
Damn.
That'd be funny.
That would be
awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be like very cute.
That would be funny though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not gay, but I'd watch that.
Dude.
I thought you were gonna say I'm not gay, but I'd let Bobby Lee fuck me.
Dude, nah, fuck
that would be the closest I ever felt to being bamboo.
Dude.
Dude.
If Naeem had just said I'd let Bobby Lee fuck me, I would want to go back and watch every episode of this podcast and just see the turn you've made.
I would never let a man fuck me. Are you crazy?
Dude, what's this? 68 by 69, you'll fuck somebody.
Nah, yo.
Yeah.
You think so?
Can't let no man put no dick on me. That's crazy, dog.
It's going to happen.
Never. Earlier today, I was talking to one of my homies. And he was like, yo, you and Drew about to fucking join the Illuminati and shit so y'all could blow up. And I was like, hell yeah. He was like, damn. He's like, you going to do some gay shit? I was like, shit, I touch a chub. You see what I'm saying? I ain't going to do nothing with it. I give it a fucking squeeze to know that we could blow up, to know that we could get millions of listeners. I squeeze a dick.
To be in the Illuminati, you got to touch a kid, which is like.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
I can't touch a kid. Damn, Illuminati. Yeah, just do something different. Well, listen to this thing. Women are fucking weaker too. We can just do shit with women. Why does it have to be with kids? Why do you want to do things with kids?
Yeah, kidnap women.
Let's kidnap women.
Yeah,
traffic women, and let's let that be a thing. You don't have to do shit with kids.
Yeah.
Yo, I think
they're trying to, but it's not like catching on.
Yeah, they don't.
The same
way,
dude.
It's not. It really isn't. Yeah, and just for future notice, these is all jokes. You know what I'm saying? You can't fucking try to cancel Drew for saying what he just said about traffic and women and shit like that. That's fucked up.
We hate traffic.
I didn't say anything, dude. Yeah. No, this is one of those ones that goes up on OnlyFans only. For sure. Yeah, dude. Start an OnlyFans.
Dog, which I could see, like, sex trafficking starting on OnlyFans, too, dude.
That's why I directed it there. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Straight from the tap.
Oh, hell yeah. Dog, sex trafficking is crazy because, like, you know, like, they drug the fuck out of those women?
Oh, yeah, dude. I've seen, Taken? Yeah, Taken.
You seen Taken? We all seen Taken.
Oh, you're telling me they don't take strong, active women that are wide awake? Insane.
No, but they do, but then they drug them.
They don't just drag Amanda Nunes out the gym?
They turn them into fiends. That's crazy. They turn them into dope fiends, basically.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's like they don't have a choice because they're fucking hooked on the dope. And then when they're not on dope, they're asleep. You see what I'm saying? Like, so they're just fucking getting fucked. That's crazy.
Yeah, dude. Well, it seems like the whole like pimp mentality too is crazy. How they get control.
They should use drug traffickers for war. Games. They should use drug traffickers for war instead of fucking guns and army people. Just send a bunch of fucking, I mean, not drug, I mean, sex traffickers. You send sex traffickers to Afghanistan and you just start fucking doping everybody up, kidnapping their women.
Yeah.
That's how you win wars, bro.
Afghanistan doesn't give a fuck about their women as it is. So they you're probably right
about that.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, I guess, too, maybe that was just like a failsafe for saying like there's a bunch of virgins.
Oh,
like
yeah.
In heaven. Because then you can't tempt them with anything. They're like, dude, I got virgins.
Yeah,
waiting,
when I die, I got virgins.
Yeah.
But it fucking sucks. Has anybody ever had sex with a virgin? It sucks.
Once.
I did never get the appeal of it.
It sucks.
But to them, it's probably like hyped up.
I think I see.
Maybe.
I see an appeal in it, I think.
There's no appeal. I want to have sex.
Like now at 27, like, it'd be weird if I found a virgin because she'd be fucking either on some religious shit or probably way too young.
No, yo, I knew a 27-year-old. Right. Oh, yeah, that's religious shit. I knew a 27-year-old virgin.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, she's looking. She wants to be a virgin.
Yeah.
Like, it's no, like, hot 27-year-olds that are like, I just haven't tried it yet. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be down.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
But so, that's like, still not appealing.
That'd be cool.
Yo, have you ever had... Sorry, so here's the comparison. This is all you got to think about. Have
what are you talking? That'd be dope. Yeah, what am I saying? That'd be awesome.
That
literally, like...
I don't want to have sex with a virgin.
Like, no, loose pussy.
I don't
want
to... It's not it's not even a loose pussy thing. Have you ever just had sex with a freak-ass... She just does shit that you never had done to you? That's way better than a virgin. A girl that does something that's like, oh, shit, I never didn't even know you could do this when you suck dick. That's way better than a fucking...
Yeah.
I had this one joint. She used to do this fucking thing with her tongue when she was sucking dick, and it was like a tickle underneath, and then a wrap around, tickle underneath, wrap around, while she's blowing. And it's like, I never even knew this was a possible. Look at Drew, like, yo, what's her number?
Yeah, no, real shit. Or like, at least tell her to get on YouTube and teach a lesson or so. I'll get some people.
Yeah, you met her before.
All right, we'll talk
in the past. Yeah,
tell her to start a damn channel.
She had a thing. Now, that's way better than anything a virgin. Why would I want a virgin?
Well, I feel like the tightness of the pussy is actually like maybe like third or fourth most important aspect of sex for me.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not number one, but
it's not number one. Yeah, it's
it's for sure cool.
Yeah.
It's for sure cool.
Yeah,
it matters.
It rules.
But I feel like there's like other things too. Like I like a build up. Like if there's like dirty talking, like texting on the way.
You need
like
that
makes sex sick.
Yeah, you need that.
Dude. Or like just get out of the friend zone sex. Have you ever had that?
Yeah. That's you know what?
Dude, I'll come
that's
with like a
tier.
Fucking cave of a pussy.
He just said some shit that nobody's ever said before. That's the best pussy to get right there. Is to come out of the that's better than
I don't think it's groundbreaking, but it is a good take.
That is groundbreaking.
Right, but the psychological aspect I feel like is underplayed.
If you've been friend zone for like 6-7 years, and then you get, or not even that long, however long, and then you get it. Oh, fuck.
I tried one of those one time, and it was so embarrassing when it didn't happen.
Oh.
Like, it wasn't like 5-6 years, but it was like a good 3 years where I was like very good friends with this chick.
Hell yeah.
And then she like turned up the volume of like the conversations a little bit. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Dude.
So she was like always texting me. So I'm like, she wants to fuck, dude. And it was when I went to college. And then this was like over the summer. And then we got back from like being home for the summer or whatever. And then, dude, it just didn't go down. Like,
dude, damn.
There's something like specially hurtful.
Yeah.
About that experience,
dude.
I've been there.
Because, like, I thought she told me we could chill at her house. And I was like, this is the one. And then, like, we were in her room chilling. And she's like, I stayed way too long. I could tell she was like, she didn't want to be like,
yeah, like, you got a rule.
Because we were cool. But I was like, in my head, I'm still like, I'm going to get it. And then she was like, I mean, you could sleep on the couch if you want. I'm like, no.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
Yeah, you
and
fucked
I just
up.
Went home, but.
Dude, the worst part about it, because I've been in that situation, the worst part of it is like, yo, I think like you're fucking awesome. But the only thing getting in the way of that is that you're ugly. You know what I mean? Like, that's not, I feel like that's really what it is, dude. Like, to them, they think you're ugly. And like, dude. Oh, man, that has fucked with me, dude.
Yeah. Dude, and I'm not going to lie. She was decent. She was like,
yeah,
we've done better in the past, but I was like, this is the one. I'm making it happen. And it didn't happen.
You ever friend zoned a girl by accident that you would fuck? I've done that before.
Not in like recent memory, but yeah, in high school, I know I did.
Yeah, I mean, that happened to me in high school.
There's Facebook memories that pop up all the time now from like 12 years ago, and I get them like once or twice a week from the same girl, and she's like, hey, your dad's hot. Can I come over and see him or something?
Yeah.
And like, dude, looking back on it, I think that means she wanted to fuck
me. That is what that means.
Yeah.
When a girl says your dad is hot, that means I think you're hot, but I just don't want to say it. Yeah.
Right. And yeah, she's not going to write it on the Facebook
exactly.
wall. You don't get messages that come up.
Damn, dog.
Yeah. Damn. She ended up being a whore. She fucked everybody. But I was like, nah, we're just friends because she wants to fuck my dad, which is like an unbelievable thing.
Yeah. You should have. Yeah, you definitely should have thought
that. Maybe it happened.
Like,
I don't know. Maybe my dad fucked her.
True, dude.
Yo, chill if your mom might hear this.
My mom, if she's listening to this podcast,
yeah, come on, mom, you can't watch this.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, your mom's gonna tell you like, yeah, I think your father is very attractive. You're like, what?
Dude, my mom she's never seen like a clip of my stand up. I've showed her like roast battles, but I never showed her like a stand up clip, and she always wanted to like come down and see a show. And I was like, nah, because I just like, I don't know. That's a different like thing to think
yeah,
about.
Yeah, your mom can't come. That's ridiculous.
But I posted the abortion joke from Funniest on my Facebook. And my mom doesn't have Facebook, but one of her friends showed it to her. And she liked it, I think.
It's a good joke. It's a great joke.
Yeah. But like, she gave me a very like detailed explanation of it.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, well, like, you brought him in on this angle thinking that you wanted abortions, but then you got one at the end. And I was like, yes, you understand, dude.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, yo.
Dude, that's cool, though. I feel like there is kind of a nice thing to that because I feel like that's like a window into who you really are, which I feel like my parents, at least for me, haven't really seen too much.
Right.
Like when they were at the live Do-Rag and the Deer Tag, I feel like that was like the most myself they've ever seen.
Right. Yeah.
Which has got to be kind of a trip for
them. Hell yeah.
You know?
It's got to be. And like, I don't know how they view it as like, oh, is this him putting on an act or is like he really like that? Because I'm definitely like,
no, that's how you are, though. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I hate being that way because I was thinking about it last time I was with them. It makes me like not like sad, but like not as like excited to be there because like I'm not trying to be like loose and just like make jokes about everything and shit. So it's weird.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then you just like catch yourself being in like weird, quiet moods around your mom. And I'm like, no, she fucking rules, dude.
Yeah.
Let's talk about abortion.
Well, you know what, yo? I tell you what. Because I'm a parent, I can give y'all the fucking scoop as a parent. We at least I know I like when
really
I get to see. I'm old as shit, dog. Yo. I like when I get to see the glimpses of my kids when they with their friends and they don't peep that I'm right there and they're just being themselves. And they're like, oh, are you cool? Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, oh, I made a cool one. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, or I made a funny one. Like, this one's funny. Like, this one's fucking hilarious.
That's a trip.
Like, yo, because it's like, your kids are never going to just be their full natural selves if they're not.
Right.
You know, but it's like, when you get a glimpse of it, it's like, oh, hell yeah. Unless that glimpse is shitty. Both my kids cool as shit. Well, both my older kids cool as shit. The other one's just a baby. But if I had one that was just like a nut, that probably would be the opposite feeling. Like, oh, man, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, he turned out like this. Shit.
Well, I want that perspective. Like, I wish I could go back in time, like, with my dad when he's, like, my age now.
Right.
And, like,
how he
was with his boys.
Yeah.
Like, when he was – I want to see, like, the really, like, uncomfortable stuff for him. Like, where, like, he said, like, a joke, like, around his friends and it bombed.
Yeah.
And they were like, shut the fuck up, Don.
Yo.
You faggot. And, like, my dad, like, is sitting there insecure. You know? like, I want to see those moments.
He just looking all salty and shit like.
He
just tells a horrible joke that just looks stupid.
Like he's like, I'm thinking about hitting on that girl. They're like, Don, no one wants to be with you. You got a trash dick, dude. We all seen it when you were drunk. You pissed in front of all of us, dude. You're an idiot.
Yeah, that'd be
just
hilarious.
Seeing your parents get ragged on.
Yes.
Yeah. Dude, my dad, I think, used to be wild. Like, he tells me, like, certain glimpses of stories, like, not whole things where I'm like, what the fuck? And then, like, I'll ask him about the same thing, like, a year later. They'll be like, no, that wasn't me. I'm like, you literally told me you fucking drank gasoline out of the pump at a fucking gas station. What are you talking about?
Like, out of a pump.
He's like, dude, I remember when I was a kid, he, like, sat me down when I was, like, 10 years old, and I thought I was in trouble for something. And he's like, listen, never drink gasoline straight out of the pump. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? And, like, that was the end of the conversation.
So how old was your dad when you were 10?
Fuck, I don't know, dude. He's 59 now. So, like, 30.
It's like 30-something.
Yeah, 30-something.
Oh, yeah, yo. That's what I'm saying. You see, y'all see how he was my age now. So imagine your dad being as immature as me. Yeah. Yo, you know how many times I've been drunk and said some stupid shit to my son? Like, son, listen. Never mix Southern Comfort with tequila. Like, you just fucking tell him, you giving him drinking tips and he fucking 9 years old. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, yeah, dog.
No, that
you don't change
cool.
too much throughout life. Like, you got, like,
yeah,
you just love different people more, so it makes you a little bit more responsible. You don't change that fucking much.
Dude, the coolest Ooh. Story I like ever how you heard. Put
that.
Fuck
yeah,
it.
That's all yeah. it is.
My dad told me that him and his, I might have told this on the show before. He told me that him and his friends hit, like, a jump on a road. It wasn't, like, an actual jump, but it was just, like, one of those steep hills that, like,
yeah.
if you made it fast, you'd get
some
air.
Right, yeah, you get some air.
And so they were, like, going down this hill, and then there's a flat part, and then, like, another steep hill. And he said, fucking, if you, like, flew off, you'd get a little air. And they loaded his friend's truck up with couch cushions.
Oh,
and just, like,
shit.
Bombed this fucking hill going, like, 70 miles an hour and launched off this thing and rolled, like, fucking 10 times. And then they all were fine because the truck was just full of couch cushions.
Damn.
he's like, it was crazy. I was like, what? And then I asked him about it recently. He's like, no, that never happened. I'm like, what are you saying? Like,
trying to rewrite history.
I didn't make this up. Yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would never think
Probably
about it.
Probably because, like, you're – well, how old was he when he did that?
Probably, like, 16, 17.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah.
This wasn't recently. Yeah.
My parents do that all – like, my mom – not my dad was super honest. My mom – always deny shit she told me. Like, my anytime you smoke weed? No. I told you I called contact when I was in the car with people smoking
Bill
weed.
Bill Clinton, dude?
Yeah, no. That's not what you said, Mom. You said you smoked it. You didn't say you caught contact. But your parents did. They fucking go back on their shit.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Dude, I was so pissed when I found out my mom was wild. Because she was like a helicopter parent. Like, she was like very overprotective.
Right,
mom.
Right.
And then, like, it's like, yeah, she used to, like, do acid and, like, drive and, like, crazy shit.
Damn.
But that might be why she was overprotected.
Exactly. Because she knew how crazy she could go.
Yeah. She knew what was in the genes.
Damn, dog.
Yeah, dude. I think it made me more rebellious.
On acid.
What?
Imagine
oh, hell yeah.
A helicopter on acid.
I like to call that a pterodactyl.
Boom.
Hell yeah.
Boom. This podcast is full of fucking hee-hees and ha-has.
You never
dude.
Know what's coming
yeah,
next
dude.
With this.
Yeah.
He's, she's, they-theys.
They-theys.
They-theys,
it,
dude.
It's.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. You know good. If they come back, they're going to change it to they-theys.
Yo.
That would make sense. Dude, the woke yo. Rooms are, like, done.
Yeah, yo, it's no such thing.
No more Fergie's on Sunday.
Over.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
What happened?
That's what I've heard. There's some inside baseball going on. The team was not happy with the staff, I guess. And
like the people who ran the mic weren't happy with the staff of Fergie's?
Yeah.
That's what it
and,
sounds like.
That's all I know.
And we'll that was a wrap.
That. Yeah, and it's over.
Damn.
But
R.I.P. Fergie's.
They still have the Wednesday thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Wednesday.
True.
Oh, yeah, whatever happened to Victoria's Freehouse? That was another woke-ass room.
They died, dude.
Yeah, they died over yeah. quarantine.
Fucking, who? I don't even know who ran that.
It was, what's his name? He don't do comedy no more, I don't think. Remember the bull? What's his name?
I mean, he still does comedy, but I think Nate Jones helped run it.
Oh.
Okay. I ain't seen Nate Jones in a while, so. Though.
Oh, true.
I haven't seen him in a while.
No, he's around.
I've seen him around.
I seen him on, like, Facebook, but, like, I haven't seen him.
Yeah.
And then a few other people. That's the one name I'm going to edit out of this podcast, too. I'm going to dolphin noise that name.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm with it.
Is that not a good name to have on?
I just, it's like... Why?
Yeah.
I'm not like mad y'all brought his name up, but like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Fair.
I'm fucking goofy, dude.
Yeah.
Fair. I feel you.
And dude. I feel like they have a bad impression of us. Because for you, I think the first time they met us was when you and Chaz did that shit.
Yeah.
Down. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And we never went back after that. So it's like, that's all they know of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Dolphin knows that shit out, yo. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is so funny, dude. Just seeing, like, people at comedy being, like, weird to each other.
Yeah, yo.
It's like, I don't know.
Am I
it just shows that, like, a lot of comedians are just fucking children, dude. I think there's a lot of people that just went into comedy who just didn't work out their own shit.
Right, right. But that's what I don't understand about it. My thing is like, all right, we all just trying to be funny. Then why the fuck would I get mad at you for trying to be funny? I don't give a fuck what you said. If you trying to be funny, what the fuck am I getting angry for?
Yeah.
I know what you're doing because I do it. Sometimes I'm trying to be funny and I say some stupid shit. But fuck it. I was trying to be funny. Like, I was just trying to make you laugh. My bad. It didn't work. Okay. Yeah. Fuck it.
No, I can't get mad at anybody for a joke. But it is relatable that, like, you didn't have your shit figured out when you got into comedy.
Yeah,
because, like, when I got into comedy, I didn't know, like, what I was getting into. You know what I mean?
Or just, like, emotional shit. Like, I feel like a lot of people, like, have, like, this emotional baggage that they project onto the scene.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Where,
yeah.
like, people will, like, lose sleep over, like, open mic issues.
Yeah, true.
And it's like, dude. No, what are you doing?
I was saying more of like a perspective of like, it wasn't like a boot camp where like you go through training and then you're like, all right, do I want to work in the computers or be a frontline?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah,
like, oh, yeah.
But you just start doing open mics. You're like, well, I guess I do this now.
Yeah, you don't know where you're going to end up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's reasonable.
But also it's a thing where it's like, to what you're saying, people haven't dealt with their own shit. So you get people that's offended by this. But it's everything else that we say that's crazy they're not offended by. So, for instance, something that I've seen, you have black comedians that are offended by people saying shit about, if you're not black and you say anything about black people, that's a joke and it could be partially offensive. It could be all the way offensive. They'll get mad as fuck. But they'll let you tell jokes about retards and fucking gay people. Everything else is cool. It's like, oh, I mean, I don't care about them. Just don't say anything about me. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, my thing is, if you're going to care, you got to care all the way. And if you care all the way, you can't be you can't do comedy.
I've almost had the opposite experience where, like, black people like black jokes that I do.
Yeah.
But they're like, whoa, fucking, we just got cool with the gays, dude. Don't fucking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems just like petty. Like, we're all gonna die, baby.
All the care, yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. I can, to like extend them an olive branch, there is like hack edgy shit.
Oh, for sure.
For sure, which is kind of annoying because, like, I imagine it's the same way that I would feel about like hack woke shit.
Right.
Where it's like, I don't know, that they just take on just like this random personality that they think they are. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that makes sense.
Like, you can tell
here we go, another abortion joke. Like, that makes sense.
Right. Like, someone's just like, just saying like Hitler.
Yeah. Right.
And like, I'm not offended by Hitler. Like, more so on like a comedian. I'm probably like more offended on like lazy thinking.
Yeah. Like, that's a name as a comedian you shouldn't use in a joke. Don't use Hitler.
Nah, yeah. Don't use Hitler.
No,
like, not like on a moral thing. I don't care, but it's
not
like,
moral. Yeah, it's not that. It's because everybody said it already. Like, if you heard Hitler's name in jokes and too many times, just leave it alone. Pick somebody else that was evil. You see what I'm saying? Like, just pick a new person.
Do more Hitler.
Right. So if we can admit that there's hack edgy,
yeah,
like they have to admit that there are like good, fucking like fucked up jokes.
100%.
Like, I feel like they're like, even if it's like a good joke, it's a bad joke because he talked about that.
Yeah, right. No, that's 100%. Like, I hate jokes about crack. When I hear crack is, that's so, crack is hack. All crack jokes are, it's been played out. It's been played all the way out. Whenever I hear anybody do a joke about a crackhead, they crackhead uncle, they crackhead mom, they crack. It's like, yo, we heard that shit on Def Comedy. Yeah, we done heard this shit since the fucking late 80s at this point. You see what I'm saying? Talking about crack.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear jokes about crack. And the thing is, it's not even like the most popular drug now.
Yeah.
Do some other shit.
Fentanyl.
Yeah, do some fentanyl jokes. Let me hear about your dead
more
ass fentanyl uncle.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I think, too, both sides build each other up a little bit in their heads. And then we both, when we mingle, we already think the other person doesn't like the other one.
Yeah.
And I feel like, for the most part, I think like each side wants to be liked by the other one.
Right.
Like I want woke people to like me. But I'll immediately get defensive.
I gotta take a leak.
I'm trying to be nice. Well, dude, we're like
I'll immediately get defensive because I don't think
we're like an hour in. Let's fucking wrap it up.
Hell yeah.
All right, well, let's sit back down.
Yeah, I don't have any videos for today. The Eagles start soon, dude.
Yeah, Eagles about to play. We
audience is fucking dead today. That's what happened. That's why we're not at Raven Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
All our usual audience members died.
Yep.
Kosh died.
It was a zombie outbreak.
Adam Benjamin's a zombie. That would be horrible.
Oh my god!
Hell
an
yeah.
Annoying zombie that does. All right, I'm kidding. All right, I love Adam Benjamin. Damn it, that's another name I gotta fucking beep out.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let me not say anything else, dude.
He's gonna be our fucking photographer. We need him. He's gonna be hitting the record button on our cameras.
I'm literally.
Yo, beep all this out. Beep all that out. He's really going. We really need him to do that. Chill.
Yeah. Boom, we're back in. I swear to God, that whole part didn't happen.
Nothing happened at all. We just had fun.
DRU_Montana on Instagram.
Wow.
We have shows coming up.
Shows.
And the last of the Montanans will be returning on OnlyFans. That's all I have today.
And I'm Naeem_Ali. You know what? The Ramble about to come back out. I recorded one.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
So the Ramble's coming back.
The Ramble's
I recorded
great.
One. Yeah, it's best coming back. Probably in the next few days, you'll see it. But yeah, you know, Naeem_Ali, Instagram and Twitter. Check me out.
This is the downfall, dude. We're all releasing solo projects.
No, yo.
This is the Backstreet Boys and OC.
This is where we get stronger, dog. No.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Check out my other podcast, The King and the Sting.
Yo, they be having anybody on that shit now.
No, they put me on the culture corner.
Yo, Theo Von said, yeah, I'm done with this. He said, fuck this show.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he's like a dad who's like talking to his kids that live at their mom's now.
Yep.
just like zooming in.
Yeah, just calling in.
Yeah.
What's going on over there?
I saw you just made it to the talent show. That's great. That's great. You guys. Yeah. You're my guys. Yeah, no, follow me at Rob Cruz Comedy on Instagram. And yeah, baby. Do that. Right now it's I'm private because I'm looking for jobs. Oh, mm-hmm. Dude, I've had to scrub some shit, actually.
Oh, of course. That's fine.
I hit up
job Instagram.
Well, just like all like the marketing companies, they're like soup. Like
yeah,
most of them are woke.
Shit.
Yeah, dude. But there's one like interview in particular that I had. I'm going to try and be vague about it just in case I do get the job because the interview went really well.
Right.
But like.
Yeah, just expose it on here.
I would like be like a part of like. A community marketing for like people with like chronic illnesses.
Okay.
Do so, this on the episode where you said faggot. Do this.
Well, dude, so on my Comedy Fight Club battle with Cody, the whole time I'm making fun of cancer.
Oh.
And it says Rob Cruz. It's like this first thing that comes up when you type Rob Cruz on YouTube. So I hit them up. I'm like, yo, can you take my name out of the title?
Hell
like
yeah.
Just. Like, I'll let you know when I land this, and then you can put it back up. But, like, just for now, dude.
Damn.
Because they're going to vet me.
R.I.P. Rob Cruz Comedy Crew.
Yep, it's over.
This guy wants to make actual money.
That's done.
What a loser.
Yeah, dude, I'm selling out.
This has been real. We are out of here. We will see y'all live at the Raven Lounge on Monday
with
Jamie Wolf.
Jamie Wolf on Monday. Yeah. Make sure you're there. If you're not there... You a fucking dick sucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you're a fucking Nate Jones if you don't come.
Ah, Nate fucking.
Hey! I'm in the trenches with my rifle, do-rag for the title. Deer tag in the clouds, make you question the Bible. This deadly podcast will make you threaten your rivals. Drew Montana and I in my lead, straight finessing your idols.
Hey!